Father, we thank you in Jesus' name again, oh, for all the love that you have given. You've given all of it. Lord, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we believe, we believe, we believe. Oh, Lord, the eyes of our hearts have seen thy salvation. Lord, thank you for those enlightened eyes, God, of understanding. And Lord, we're growing. Oh, and we're beginning to the knowing of the love of Christ. Lord, thank you so much for it. Thank you. It's so free and it's so rich. It's so real, Lord God, and it's all by faith. Lord, increase it in our lives. We know that you're ready to do it. You've given us the Spirit, the power of your might to perform all of it. Lord, help us just to take it. Oh, to let God, the beauty of a life, to just let God. We thank you that you're so for us today. God, anoint your people. Anoint each and every individual heart here this morning. Open it up and fill it up. We thank you for all things. May we magnify the great I am, the lover of our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to 2 Corinthians and in the 5th chapter. So again, 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter. And today we're going to talk about, can you imagine who we are in Christ? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, I recognize and rejoice with you, brothers and sisters, at that most precious moment of our lives, and I'm talking about the moment that we believed in Christ Jesus as our personal Savior. It transferred our life from death to life everlasting. That's what happened. Put all of our sin in the sea of forgetfulness. Isn't that wonderful? Not just up until that point, but hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Always. All my sin, all my transgression, as far as the east is from the west. And never, never, never to be remembered again. And then, praise God, the assurance, not only of forgiveness, but of love. Of love. Of the love of a father. I know that a little bit because I had a natural dad who so loved me. And God has given me a love for my sons. But we're talking about the very love of the Father of God. And I'm going to tell you something. All through his Son. And we are assured, praise God, because his promises are yea and amen. And it is impossible for God to lie, that we can never be separated from the love of God. Never. Never. It will never change. It will never be altered. It's perfect, it's powerful, it's effective. It is always for us. Praise be to God. And now, Christ living in me. Christ living in you. The very life, praise God, of his Son. And in that life, now and forever, a Son of God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's our rejoicing. That's our life. That is our unity. Praise God in the Spirit. I thank him for that. Now, as God always does, we're going to go into some more rejoicing in him today. The power of that faith life, the power of the faith life. See, there's no other power, brothers and sisters, but in the faith life that is in Christ in us. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Here we go. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, not just a creature, but he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, they are gone. Behold, all things are become new. Yes, praise God. Yes, thank Him. Oh, hallelujah, for it is finished on the cross. Everything new, all things new. Go over to Romans 6, verses 6 and 7. Knowing this, see, you have to know this. This is knowing this even beyond, well, I know my name. I know where I live. I know what car I'm driving here today. This is so far beyond that knowing. This is knowing, my goodness. Can you imagine the knowledge between even a husband and a wife? And here's the knowledge of it. That our old man, and this is important too, not is crucified, but was crucified with him. Do you know what took place on that cross? Do you know when God says it is finished, there's nothing else to be done? Do you know how complete his salvation is? Oh, do you know, praise God, where you're seated together today? You are seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. You're brand new. You're a son of the living God. You're a child of the King. You've got blood right. Oh, you do. You have the life of the Son. And that's the only life you got. Oh, let's rejoice in the Lamb. And again, I say rejoice. But our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he, listen to this, you're crucified with Christ, you're dead with him. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Oh, that's mighty, that's incredible, hallelujah. The reality of it all, the old man is dead. Listen to that. That's not for the guy in the pew over there or the gal next to you. That's yours in Christ. The old man is dead. Not trying to be dead. There's nothing trying about something that's dead. It's dead. You don't have to try to be dead. It's dead. It's not going to be dead. It died. It was, praise God, crucified with him. That's the reality, that he is dead. And the only life, praise God, and I will say it like this, the only life I got, the only life you got, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what you're bound for. That's what you're made for. Vessels to the praise of the glory of his grace. That's your purpose. There couldn't be a higher purpose. It just blows my mind. It explodes my heart. Oh, I got purpose. Oh, I got meaning. And it has nothing to do with anything down here. Oh, no. All of my inheritance, praise God, is over there. The new man liveth in me. Now, to realize today, brothers and sisters, how free we are from that dead thing. He had to tell it like this. Whom he has made free is free indeed. You're not only, I'm telling you, you're not only free from that sin, but praise be to God, you're free from that old dead thing. Oh my. Well, I tell you, if we were running live right now, there'd be a lot of shutting off. Oh, you best not preach that to them. Well, how could I not? That's what he did for you. That's the good fight of faith. It's on. You know what I mean? It's on. Hallelujah. Now we praise him for it. And brothers and sisters, we praise him. You know why? Because he's going to show himself faithful. He is going to show himself mighty. God is only going to magnify his son. And so he chose for that life, the only place for that life to dwell. Praise God. In the most weak, the most weakened, created vessel there has ever been. A human being. See, only God could do that. You'd say, my goodness, Lord, you just stacked it all against you. Oh, no. I put it all for me. All for me. See how beautiful you are to him? Completely dependent upon him. In a vessel, praise God, that is only quick to fail, quick to sin, quick to fear, quick to murmur. I'm going to show off my son. I'm going to magnify his life. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to sing praise and glory and honor and thanks only to him. And yes, now the fight is on. At every turn of our lives, in every moment, brothers and sisters, to believe in that word, the life that lives in us, to live only by God's grace, that new man. Praise God, the encouragement of the word of God. My salvation is new every day. Amen? Because we're so quick to forget. He's encouraged my heart. My salvation is new every moment. And I praise him for it. I thank him for it. Oh, I rejoice with him for it. And here we go. The fight is on. And see, he's got the perfect foe, that old devil. A warehouse, an infinite warehouse of lies. Of lies. It's all he's got. It's all he can produce. He cannot produce any truth. Do you know that? He can only produce lies. He is the author. He is the father of lies. And he is allowed by God. Always remember that. That's what's so beautiful. He is allowed by God to constantly fire them at you. Oh, yes. Constantly. You think you got out of one? Nope. You're right into another. You think you turned down, praise God, hallelujah, this street, there's nothing. Oh, my goodness. They're at every turn. Because he loves you. And he's working on you constantly, completely. Oh, it's going to be to the measure and the stature and the fullness. Hallelujah. Unto a perfect man. That's what he sees for you. That's the only thing he could see for you. If God didn't see it for each and every single one of us, God would be a respecter of person. He would. It just would be that way. I would that all men be saved and come to the full, exact, complete, intimate knowledge of the truth. That's for every man. And praise be to God right now, the ones that are hearing this message. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, what do you think about all them darts, huh? We don't like them naturally. I don't like lies. But I know they're essential. Oh, I know those are the divine appointments. Can you imagine? Those are even the requirements. Due benevolence, as the word of God calls it. The gifts from him. The bridal gifts. Brothers and sisters, come on now. Endure hardness as good soldiers. Oh, yes, if by any means. Mountain, fire, water, it doesn't matter. Oh, no, draw me, O Lord, in your love. Ephesians 6:16. Let's read about those darts. That's Ephesians 6:16. And see, I'm not going to focus on the darts. They're just, I always loved this sweet man that I've known. I'm still praying for him. And he is. There's a sweetness about him. But I'm praying for him. But he said, you know what? It's a non-event. This is what makes them darts of the devil a non-event. Above all, well, you know when God tells you above all? Wait a second, I know the word of God is really important, but when he says above all, oh Lord, take my cheeks and grab them. Let me look into those eyes. Above all, here we go now. Taking the shield of faith. Boy, what a shield that is. Complete, isn't it? No cracks, oh, no chinks in that. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The just shall live by faith. He's made you just. Isn't that wonderful? You're justified. Why do we want to live any other way? Hello? Huh? Wake up. Now's the time. But see, our flesh, it does. It's such a dysfunctional thing. It likes to snuggle up to lies, doesn't it? Oh, woe is me. Self, 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 self. Oh, yes. Pastor, you don't care. Oh, yes, I do. I care. And it's only because of Jesus. I care to win him. I care for you to win him. I care for us to rise up. I care for us to deny self and take up that beautiful cross. I care for us, praise God, to embrace the meaning of that joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. I care for us to, oh Lord, let it be my joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what I care for. And I praise God in that caring. Lucifer, you can't touch us. You can't touch us. As the Word of God says, no weapon formed against me can prevail.
Praise the Lord.
None. So why then we getting so weary at times, huh? Why? Because we turn our eyes from the reality of the truth. The reality of the truth. There'd be truth, but what's the reality of the truth? Well, we're in Ephesians. It's a good place to start. How about Ephesians 4, verse 22? Here's your reality. That ye have put off. You got yourself a King James Version Bible? Praise God. It doesn't have it in there. Except maybe in the footnotes if you got a Schofield. But it's not that ye put off. Because you can't do a thing. You cannot do a thing. And God already did it. Are you listening to the Word of God? Are you listening to the Word of God? Are you listening? Are you having an ear to let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches? Well, I believe by God's grace, there's some filly runners in here today. And I want the more perfect way. I want that new everything, praise be to God, that has been given to me. And here it is. That ye have put off concerning the former conversation. That means the life, the lifestyle, the old man. See, brothers and sisters, this is how God sees us. Don't you want to see as God sees? I do. You know, the Bible even tells me that if you'll cease from your own works, you will enter into the rest of God. I mean, I really can't imagine how God rests. I mean, I know he rests. He don't worry about a thing. That's the rest that is for me. For you, for you, for you. I want that rest. And praise be to God, by the power of his might, I'm beginning to understand and know that rest. Yes, only God can do it. But see, that ye have put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. That's all that old man can do. Boy, am I thankful that he's dead. Praise God. Now, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that now is going on, being renewed. Being renewed. I need being renewed. I need a renewing of my mind always, praise be to God. I need that transforming power in my life, praise be to God. And how does it come? Line upon line, and precept upon precept, and then again, and then again, and then again. And praying, believing the Lord, and trusting again upon Him. That Lord, this life, this word, praise be to God, it lives in me. It isn't some far off thing. It isn't just words on a page. It's the life of Jesus Christ in me. I'm just feeding it. It's got all of it in there. You understand that? Just like a little child, it's got all the DNA in that baby to grow up fully into a full, praise be to God, physical, knowledgeable, completely fit adult. That life lives in each Christian. Amen. All it has to do is be fed the nutrition. Amen. Put in that place, praise God, an environment to be trained up. As the Word of God tells us, we are little lords of all. 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 Not some, not bits, not pieces. All. We are all heirs of God. That's the little lord of all. But here you go. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer together with Him. This word comes into your life. It's sweet to the mouth, but it's bitter to the stomach, isn't it? Because the word growing in our lives causes us to suffer together with Him. We suffer many things, brothers and sisters. We suffer as we go out into this world, and by God's grace, being a light unto this world, darkness doesn't like it. We understand they're opposed to it. But Lord, has caused us in that suffering, praise God, the greatest of ache isn't those stripes. Nah. The ache is in the body. Oh yeah. The ache is, praise God, when we're called to lift up the weary hands. Yep. The ache is when, by God's grace, He's made you a spiritual one. That's the heart of Jesus. I want to restore. That's the ache. Praise be to God. Now here we go. Verse 24. I like what He's done. That ye have put on the new man. I ain't trying to put Him on. That's done. That I have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying. Okay? That this has been done. This transformation has been completed, brothers and sisters. We have put off concerning that old life because of the blood of Jesus. And in that power of the blood of Jesus, we have put on the new man. Hallelujah. And in the reality of the truth, put away the lies. Put them away. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. That's fighting words, man. He's already given it. I just stand. Don't need to take more ground. I got it all. What else could there be to take? Just walk through what I got. Hallelujah. Now, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Oh, I love it. You see, brothers and sisters, even though it's a dead thing, that old man is dead. Let me tell you something. I had one the other night. Do you know a nightmare can seem mighty real? I could have sworn when I was sleeping I wasn't. I can't tell you about it, it'd scare you. But you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to remind you something. A lie is just what it is. A lie is not true. I love how the Lord so encouraged my heart in this. A lie never happened. A lie, therefore, does not exist. Come on now. That's all the devil's got, is things that are not true. He's only got things that do not exist, praise God. So as the word tells us, don't give place to the devil. Don't give place to his lies. Now here we go. That is why faith every moment, this word, praise be to God, exposes all the devil's lies. Completely. This is our life. This is the word of God. Any turn from it in our lives is lie. Young, old, it does not matter. It's just lie life. That's what that is. It just doesn't even exist for us. All the chains on us, they're not binding us. They're not. That's a lie. We are just merely holding them. The sin that you think has so defeated you. Come on now, did you hear that? The sin that you think has so defeated you. I'll read you 1 John 3:9. He that is born of God doth not commit sin. He cannot sin. So I'm going to ask you again. The sin that you think has defeated you, what are you talking about? Brothers and sisters, we will never see this if we are looking at it with the eyes of man. You will never get it. You will never get it. Amen. I only want to see with the eyes of God. I only want to see with the eyes of truth. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, you can discount what I'm saying, but I'm going to guarantee you right now, I'm preaching you the word of God. And in that same scripture, it says, his seed, the seed that remaineth. The seed that remaineth. That's his life that remaineth. And let me remind you again that his life is a sinless life. Go back to Romans 6. Here we go as we wrap this up. Likewise, praise the Lord. This means even so. I like even so's in the word of God. Reckon. Oh, how Brother Hill loved that word. Ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, now, reckon. Now I thank the Lord. I've been cutting my teeth by God's grace quite a few years now on that reckon. Count it. How wonderful. But I'm beginning to love another meaning of it. Compute it. Compute it. When you compute something, that means there's an answer to it. It's got a finality to it. And praise be to God, the answer is to quit trying to figure out the answer of it all. The old man is dead. He's dead. Brothers and sisters, isn't it mighty that when that enemy, when that devil is throwing up those things in your face, and there might even be things you're thinking of right now, that you can combat that old liar with the truth, with it is written, that old man is dead. And that's not just a saying. It's not. That's not just words. That's the sword. That's the all-powerful word of God. And it's not by repeating it. It's by standing on it. And brothers and sisters, it's amazing how then that Holy Ghost will enlighten the eyes of your understanding. taking the things of Christ and showing them unto you. How free you are from these things. How mighty, Lord God, that these are just lies. And I don't need to be entertained with lies. I don't need to be tormented with lies. Whose life is it that lives in me? Yeah, Christ Jesus. How new am I? Oh, I'm brand new. Old things are all passed away. And the Word of God assures me there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, dear ones, I want to tell you something. I understand this very well. I know it doth not appear sometimes what it shall be. Oh, yeah. A lot of things. A lot of lies out here. A lot of lies. Oh, God has a sermon on my heart. I'll just give you a little bit of it. I have to give this to you because it's just so mighty. He encouraged Solomon. He encouraged all of those kings about his sweet David. And he says there so sweetly, and I was rejoicing with my brother. He said, oh, that David, he just walked uprightly in everything. In all my statutes, in all my commandments. And I remember looking at it as a young man, as a child in the Lord. And I would sit there and I'd think, I'd say, Lord, how could you say that? That just contradicts what David did. I mean, it just did. The eyes of man, that's an adulterer. How could that be found anywhere in the statute or the commandments of God? He numbered them people. That was even later in life. So don't go trying to tell me, oh, well, he really got it right with God. He walked uprightly because it was always the blood. He walked uprightly because he always counted God faithful. And after all that was said, all that could be said after that, the whole point of everything was, as was pointed out with King Josiah as well too, Solomon, I'll give it all to you. Solomon, listen to me, son. I will give it all to you and more. Love the Lord thy God. Love the Lord thy God. Love the Lord thy God. With all thy heart, thy soul, they said at that time, and mind, and strength.
Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch that bears fruit in me, he purges. Now you are clean through the words I have spoken. Bear much fruit.
Oh, yes. Now, you think what they were all pointed to was love. That's it. And poor Solomon and many other of them kings, they went after other gods. And God wouldn't have that. It wasn't going to be. If you want my all in all, there's one requirement, and that's love. It's so awesome. He's so beautiful. He's so wonderful. Now, brothers and sisters, are we getting it here today? Are we? Huh? Is our reality as we leave this place, and praise be to God, it might be going up. What do you think? Is our reality faith? Is that our reality? I believe it's growing. Couldn't help but grow when you hear the word of God. Isn't that something, how true the word is? Oh, Lord, let me hear more. And we need, in hearing the word of God, you know what? We need to be bold in grace. And I'm talking about the grace, praise God, that has transformed me. The grace, praise God, that has given me the provision that the old man is dead. The grace that has made me a son. The grace that has seated me together with him in the heavenlies in Christ. The grace that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The grace, praise God, that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me and gave his life for me. Now that is real. That's real. Anything else we are caught up into that is weighing down those weights that he is encouraging us to lay aside. Let them go. Drop it. Those are lies. Those are lies of the enemy that tempt the flesh. Now let's go. Let's run. By God's grace today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Lord, let me believe. Let me quit living and believing the lies of the enemy, no matter how real they seem. Make believe is make believe. I can't say it any other way. Make believe is make believe. I don't care how real it looks. My life is the word of his grace. My life is nothing else but faith, praise God. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And praise God, I am standing on the rock. And I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. We have all victory. All victory in Jesus. Because there was a cry, hallelujah. There was a cry when it was all done. And he confirmed it to you. Yes, he did. It is finished. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and just rejoice. And oh, how great thou art. Oh, how great thou art. Oh, Lord, the perfection in your love, in the plan, in the provision, and in the power. Oh, Lord, thank you that you are beginning to just ignite your vessels. Lord, truly the fiery pillar ones. Lord, it's so wonderful that you can do these things. And God, let us just rejoice. Oh, and encourage in the rejoicing, Lord God, of the beauty of the Lamb. Oh, the beauty of the Lamb of God. It is so wonderful. Thank you that you brought us out today. Thank you, Lord, that you meet us, that we've entered here in your name. And Lord, oh, the presence of the Lord is thick. The glory has just sat upon us this morning. And Lord, we thank you for it all. We thank you that you, by your grace, were redeeming the time. Oh, that I am being pleasing to the Father because it's just the beautiful Lamb. And Lord, protect us from ourselves. Really, Lord God, help us to only bring you the Lamb. Oh, God, it is such a beautiful walk that, oh, your wonderful Son, he must increase and increase and increase. And Lord, we must decrease. And praise be to God, the transparency. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they knew that they were with him, Lord. They knew that they were with him. Oh, they knew that they had been with Jesus. We give you the praise in that wonderful name. Amen.